Welcome to episode 1116 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Sodom and Gomorrah are among the most infamous cities in the Bible, known for their extreme wickedness and subsequent destruction by divine judgment. The biblical account provides significant details about their sinfulness, judgment, and the lessons drawn from their fate. Meanwhile, historical and archaeological findings offer intriguing insights into their possible location and the catastrophic events that may align with the biblical narrative. The first mention of Sodom and Gomorrah appears in Genesis 10 verse 19, where they are listed among the cities in the land of Canaan. By Genesis 13, we learn that they were prosperous but wicked. When Abraham and his nephew Lot parted ways, Lot chose to settle near Sodom because of its lush land, according to Genesis 13 verses 10 to 12. Yet the very next verse states, "Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord." The exact nature of Sodom and Gomorrah's sin is debated, but several passages highlight different aspects. Genesis 19 describes how men of Sodom attempted to assault Lot's angelic visitors, suggesting rampant sexual depravity. Jude also links Sodom's destruction to sexual immorality and pursuing unnatural desire. Ezekiel 16 verses 49 and 50 states, "Behold, this was the guilt of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, excess of food, and prosperous ease, but did not aid the poor and needy. They were haughty and did an abomination before me." This suggests social injustice, pride, and exploitation of the vulnerable. In ancient cultures, hospitality was sacred. The inhospitable and violent treatment of visitors further demonstrates Sodom's moral decay. In Genesis 18, Abraham intercedes for Sodom, pleading with God to spare the city if even 10 righteous people could be found. However, the city's depravity was so complete, God sent two angels to rescue Lot and his family before destroying Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and sulfur. Lot, his wife, and daughters were warned to flee and not look back. However, Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. This has been interpreted as a sign of her longing for the corrupt city she left behind. Sodom and Gomorrah became symbols of divine judgment throughout Scripture. Deuteronomy 29 describes how their land became a barren wasteland as a warning to Israel. The prophet Isaiah compares Israel's sins to Sodom's. Jeremiah accuses false prophets of behaving like the people of Sodom. In Matthew, Jesus warns that judgment for certain cities rejecting his message will be worse than for Sodom. 2 Peter 2 verse 6 states, "God made Sodom an example of what happens to the ungodly." The exact locations of these cities remain uncertain, but the most widely accepted theory places them near the Dead Sea in modern-day Jordan or Israel. Possible sites include Bab Ed-Dra and Numira. Located southeast of the Dead Sea, these sites contain evidence of sudden destruction by fire, collapsed buildings, and large cemeteries. The remains align with the biblical time frame, early Bronze Age. Some scholars have suggested sites further north near the Jordan Valley. However, the lack of definitive evidence leaves room for debate. Archaeological evidence at Bab Ed-Dra and Numira suggests massive fires and destruction layers. Excavations revealed buildings and structures charred with intense heat, sulfur, brimstone deposits. Some researchers claim to have found high concentrations of sulfur near these sites, which aligns with the biblical account of fire and brimstone raining down from heaven. Sudden abandonment. The cities appear to have been abruptly deserted, with no later reoccupation, matching the biblical story of their permanent destruction. Several theories attempt to explain how Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Some scientists suggest a celestial explosion, a meteor or asteroid, similar to the Tunguska event in Siberia in 1908, could have caused fire and sulfur to rain down, igniting the city. The region is near a tectonic fault line. A major earthquake could have released flammable gases, sulfur, bitumen, which ignited and caused a fiery catastrophe. Though unlikely given the region's geology, some theorists propose a volcanic event. But the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is not just about destruction, but about God's justice, mercy, and warning to all generations. God is patient, but he will not tolerate evil forever. Cities and societies that persist in injustice, immorality, and defiance of God's law will ultimately face consequences. Despite the city's wickedness, God was willing to spare it if even 10 righteous people could be found. He rescued Lot and his family, demonstrating his mercy for those who seek righteousness. Similarly, Jesus offers salvation to those who turn to him, even amidst corruption. Lot's family was called to flee and not look back. This symbolizes leaving sin behind and not longing for the life we are called to forsake. Jesus references Lot's wife in Luke 17, verse 32, warning us to keep our focus on God rather than past sins. Lot lived in Sodom and was influenced by its evil, barely escaping with his life. This serves as a reminder to be in the world, but not of the world. Believers today face the challenge of living righteously in a morally decaying society. Before the destruction, angels urged Lot to leave immediately. Though hesitant, Lot was taken by the hand and pulled out of the city along with his wife and daughters. As they fled, Lot's wife disobeyed the angel's command, looked back, and was turned into a pillar of salt. This tragic event symbolizes the danger of clinging to a sinful past rather than fully trusting in God's deliverance. Lot's wife likely looked back with longing for Sodom, indicating that her heart was still attached to the corrupt city. Initially, the angels instructed Lot to escape to the mountains, but Lot, fearing for his safety, begged to take refuge in a small city called Zoar instead. God granted his request, sparing Zoar while the rest of the cities were destroyed. However, Lot's fear did not end there. Genesis 19:30 says, "Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar." Even though God had granted him a place of refuge, Lot chose to isolate himself in a cave, retreating in fear and uncertainty. One of the most disturbing episodes in Lot's story follows his retreat to the cave. Genesis 19 describes how Lot's daughters, believing that no men remained for them to marry and continue their family line, devised a plan to get their father drunk and conceive children through him. Over two nights, they intoxicated Lot and lay with him, leading to the birth of two sons: Moab, the ancestor of the Moabites, Ben-Ammi, the ancestor of the Ammonites. This sinful act was rooted in fear, desperation, and moral corruption, which were likely influenced by their time in Sodom. Their actions led to the birth of two nations that later became frequent enemies of Israel. After this event, Lot disappears from the biblical narrative, and we are not told what happened to him afterward. However, his story is referenced in later scripture. 2 Peter 2 describes Lot as a righteous man who was distressed by the wickedness of Sodom. This suggests that despite his poor choices, he still had faith in God. Luke 17 warns believers to remember Lot's wife when considering the cost of disobedience and attachment to a sinful world. Lot's story offers several key lessons. Compromise leads to consequences. Lot chose to live near Sodom, then eventually moved into the city, exposing himself and his family to corruption. This led to tragic results. Where we choose to live and what influences we allow in our lives shape our spiritual walk. Obedience to God's commands is vital. Lot's hesitation to leave Sodom and his wife's longing for the city illustrate the struggle between faith and attachment to worldly pleasures. When God calls us to move forward, we must trust him completely. Fear and isolation can lead to further sin. Instead of seeking restoration, Lot retreated into fear, which resulted in further moral failure. Isolation without God's guidance often leads to poor decisions. God's mercy is great. Despite his mistakes, Lot was spared because of God's grace and Abraham's intercession. Even in our failures, God's mercy remains available to us. Lot's story did not end in triumph, but in fear, loss, and compromise. Though he was considered righteous, his choices led to great hardship for himself and his descendants. His life serves as a warning against spiritual compromise, attachment to sin, and failing to trust in God's direction. Ultimately, Lot stands as an example of God's mercy, but also of the dangers of living too close to sin. His life reminds us to fully trust in God, separate from sinful influences, and obey his calling without hesitation. Sodom and Gomorrah stand as enduring symbols of sin, judgment, and divine justice. Their legacy serves as a warning against moral decay, a call to trust in God's mercy, and a reminder to live set apart from a sinful world. Are we living like the people of Sodom, or are we walking in righteousness, ready for the day of God's judgment? Father, help us to live as people set apart, choosing righteousness over compromise. Teach us to flee from sin without looking back, trusting fully in your mercy and grace. Strengthen our faith so that we may walk in obedience, relying on you alone. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.